Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. In David's Psalms, we often meet him as he is surrounded by enemies or cheated by his friends and family or staring death in the face and feeling so ill that he longed to die. But it was David's experience that these glum times did not have the final word. God was able to transform his mourning into joyful dancing. This particularly reminds us of the time when the Ark of the Covenant was brought to Jerusalem. David was happy to have established Jerusalem as his home, but it wasn't complete until the presence of God represented by the Ark was brought to the city. When it arrived, he indulged in such wild dancing that he was accused of behaving shamelessly, but David wasn't remotely bothered. This was a special moment, and it needed to be celebrated. When times are hard and everything seems to be going wrong, it's very easy to believe that our circumstances will never change, but they can. God is able to transform our disasters and pain as we commit them into his hands. The Bible introduces us to a succession of people who experience startling changes in their lives. We have only to think of people like Joseph, who was so hated by his brothers. They fully intended to kill him, but when they met some passing traders, they sold him as a slave to earn some money. But in a complete turnaround, Joseph ended up being appointed by Pharaoh as governor of Egypt. His conclusion was that although his brothers intended to harm him, God intended it all for good. Whatever you're facing at the moment, remember that we're serving a God of transformation, who time and again is able to turn our mourning into dancing. Now let me ask you a question. In what specific ways are you looking to God for transformation today? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the way in which you have blessed our lives. We commit ourselves into your hands and pray that we may continually experience the transforming power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.